There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you. Now, don't get concerned with everybody telling you that summer is over. Just because the kids are back in school or on the verge of going back to school in some areas, there's still a lot of gardening to do, and this is the time to start a new lawn. And fall is a great time for planting. And normally what will happen is after the holiday, next week, you're going to see a lot of your nurseries putting their shrubbery on sale, and keep a close eye on it, and you can save yourself 20%, 30%, 40% when the sales do begin. And the ground is nice and warm, and when you add a little bit of compost or manure and you plant those shrubs, because it's warm and you're watering them on a regular basis, they'll get established a lot quicker. So don't think that the planting season is over. Like the weatherman is saying, you know, it's done. You know, roll up the sidewalks and, you know, move into the house and get ready for the winter. We got a lot of time left to work in the garden. And if you have a question, call us, 855-660-4261. Okay, Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Debbie from Bridgewater, and she's got a question about her marigold.
Debbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. I don't know if you remember us, but you came to our home in Bridgewater years ago, and we sent you back with bearded irises that smelled like root beer and a gas plant, what we call the gas plant.
Yes, I remember. Yeah.
I hope they survived and you're enjoying them.
Yes, the iris do have a fantastic fragrance to them.
They do. They do. Longtime gardeners, and my husband listens to you all the time, and very much appreciative. Thank you. Our marigolds, we've had them for years, and this year we actually moved. I didn't mention we moved to a new, 55-plus home, and they're all getting, first, like, I see a gel-like substance on them, and their leaves look like they're being eaten. I don't know if it's a bug or the rabbits. Hal has sprayed them with 7 and done the cayenne pepper, but it still continues.
Okay. It sounds like you have insects on them.
Okay.
If it was a rabbit, they would remove the foliage and the flowers right from the plant.
Uh-huh.
So tell them to stop putting that cayenne pepper on.
Okay.
What I would do, I mean, you still have another month to enjoy those marigolds, because they'll take a little bit of a light frost. And the way the weather's looking right now, we're going to have a lot of growing time ahead of us. So what I would do is to get a product that you can put on the plant that would be a systemic. And when you go to your local nursery or garden center, you can buy like a rose and flower spray that is systemic. And that way, if you get a heavy rain, it doesn't wash off the plant. So you put 7 down and it rains, it washes it off.
Okay.
Or if you water the garden, you wash it off. So
yeah, which, like, we do all the time, correct.
Yeah. So if you get a systemic, it's absorbed into the plant. It can rain all it wants. You can sprinkle it all you want. And the product is inside and it doesn't leave. So Bayer makes a great product for roses and for perennials and annuals.
Okay.
It's a rose product that's a insecticide and fungicide. So it will take care of any possibility of a disease and insects on your plants. Now, marigolds will get a fungus problem, and if you look at the foliage and you're seeing signs of purple or red on the leaves, that is the beginning or the actual fungus growing on your marigolds. And the Bayer insect and disease control will take care of all of your chewing and sucking insects and also any of the fungus diseases. And that would be the answer to stop the marigolds from looking really bad. And what I would do is feed them. Get some of the Neptune's Harvest fertilizer. Feed them. I mean, give them a good shot.
Okay.
And wait another week and hit them a second time. You know, normally it's every 2 weeks, but we're getting close to the end now, and you could do it every week to really push them to give you a lot of color so that you can finish off the year on a positive note.
Okay.
And the other, and then the other thing is, when your marigolds begin to go by, remove the dead flowers.
I do that every week. Yeah, I do.
Perfect.
Deadhead them. Yeah, I do. We do that every week. But it's just so sad to see them. They keep, you know, more and more dying and being eaten at. But, yeah, this is wonderful news. Thank you. I didn't realize we could possibly save them, you know, till the end here. I knew next year I needed to do something because no matter what we did, it didn't correct the problem. But thank you so much. That's so helpful.
Okay, I appreciate it, and you have a wonderful weekend.
And you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If you've got a problem, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and call us, okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Angelica from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her hibiscus.
Angelica, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I also wanted to give you the good news that I fed my Asturvia, and it has not come to wake me up at the wee hours of the morning. I wanted to give you that good news. I bought a hibiscus, and it's still in the pot, and I'm going to be planting it soon, but I didn't want to plant it before I spoke with you to give me some tips on the best thing that I can do to plant it and add to the soil and stuff to get it a good head start.
Okay. Now, is this a tropical or the perennial hibiscus?
It's the perennial. It's the My Valentine Rose Mallow hibiscus.
Okay. Rose Mallow is my favorite perennial. And I have 6 of them at my house. And right now, they're all in bloom. And they have flowers that are 10 inches in diameter. They're like dinner plates.
Yeah.
And the better you prepare the soil, the more sun they get, the bigger and the better they're going to bloom.
Okay.
Now, the first year I put some in my backyard where they got a half a day of shade, and they grew to be about 3 feet tall, and they were beautiful. But the ones that I planted in front of the house, in my gardens in the front, that get sun all day, they grew to be 5 feet tall, and the blossoms were even bigger. So what I did is I dug a hole about 2 feet in diameter and a good foot and a half deep, and took the good soil, put it to one side, took all of that hard pan and sand and got rid of that and filled the hole with some fresh topsoil, some compost, and I also put in, and this will help you, soil moist. And soil moist is what they put in babies' diapers so that they don't leak. And for my rose mallow, I put in a half a teaspoon because it will expand 200 times. And each of the little particles that look like rock salt will end up being bigger than your thumb, and it's like jello. And the root grows into it, and it pulls the water out of it as it needs it, and that little gelatin thing will shrink, and then when it rains or you water, it will swell up again. And if you fertilize your rose mallow with like the Neptune's Harvest and water, that little gelatin will pick up the fertilizer and hold it. So the bigger the hole, the more sun, and I would get it in as soon as possible. And one other thing, it's the last plant to make foliage. So in the fall, cut it down to about 3 inches. And when everything is up and growing, it will start. It's very late, so don't panic.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Spend your life with
this Dentovite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mark, and he's got a question about his fungus problems.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm an avid listener of your program. I believe in everything you say, and I really appreciate your program. I have a fungus problem, really serious. It's just mildew on, it's claiming just about everything I have, from my cucumbers to tomatoes. I've got yellow spots on it. Did you already mention a product called Astringent that is for fungus?
One of the problems with some of the fungicides that we put on our plants, they are a contact fungicide killer, and if you get some rain, it washes off your plant, and if you're irrigating, then the fungicide washes off. Now, there's a new systemic fungicide.
Systemic, okay.
And once you apply it, it goes inside the plant, and the rain can't wash it off. And that way, it's going to work a lot better for you. Now,
it's called a semic.
It's a systemic. S-Y-S-T-E-M-I-C. Systemic. Which
now,
means.
Where can I get that product?
go to your local garden center.
And greenhouse?
Yeah. A greenhouse that would sell insecticides and weed killers and fertilizer, feed and grain stores. And there's a company called Fertiloam. And they have a liquid systemic fungicide. It's a concentrate. So you would mix it with water, spray it on your plants, and it will eliminate things like powdery mildew.
Yes, yes.
And you know, powdery mildew
so it
will...
it absorbs this product? The leaves absorb the product?
Yes.
The leaves? Okay.
Yeah, so you spray it right on the foliage. It's absorbed, goes inside the plant, and kills like powdery mildew and black spot and other fungus. And then if it rains, it does not wash off because it's already inside. And it's a much better way of controlling diseases. And when you do get a lot of rain or you water your garden with an overhead sprinkler, then that increases the chance of getting diseases. And this year, the Northeast, we've had a lot of humidity, muggy,
sweaty days. We've had a lot of moisture with the rain, too.
Yeah. So by using a systemic, then it doesn't wash off. Bayer.
Have you ever heard of Super Thrive?
Yeah, Super Thrive is good.
I've used that, and I've used Miracle-Gro, and I've used some other fertilizer, but it's for some reason the disease is so bad, it's just claiming everything I have.
Yeah, well, see, Miracle-Gro is just a fertilizer. It won't take care of diseases. So you can either get the liquid systemic fungicide made by Fertilome or Bayer. And Bayer, which is the aspirin company, they sell a garden fungicide. And sometimes you may find it in like a Home Depot or a Lowe's, but your local garden center, feed and grain store, they would have it. And I know that they have a liquid systemic for perennials, for shrubbery, and like lilacs will get white powdery film. Tall phlox will get powdery mildew.
Oh, they get it really bad. At least
If you can, when the plant is about maybe 18 inches tall, you take the Bayer rose and flower product that will take care of insects and disease. Both are systemic, and it will last for a 60-day period. And it's in a big blue bottle. And if your plants are still green, then I would get some of this on it now.
It's not too late.
Then,
okay.
No, it isn't too late. And then next year, when you start to get muggy weather, put it on the plant, and it will prevent it from happening again like this year.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if you've got a question, now's the time to call. And don't listen to the weathermen telling you that the year is over. We got a lot of growing time ahead of us, and the water is still nice and warm. So head to the beaches and enjoy it. It's warmer now than it was in June. And now is a great time to plant a new lawn. Oh, check your local garden center or feed and grain stores because they're getting in garlic. And if you want to plant garlic, the fall is the time to do it. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marlene from New Hampshire. She's got a question regarding wood.
Okay, Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. My question is this. A few years ago, A few years ago, you mentioned about a product that was put on wood once it was cut, and it would not bring any critters into the house. And I've been going over your website and asking the garden places, and they don't know what I'm talking about. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
You want to keep all the bugs off of your wood pile, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to burn almost 5 cords of wood a year. And what I would do is I had my wood stove in my basement. I had a one-story home, or like a ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my wood stove in the basement, and I put a couple of vents in the floor, and the heat came up through the floor and kept the house nice and warm. And I always had firewood in the basement, and I didn't want to bring in bugs like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is during the year when the firewood was stacked up drying and ready to be brought inside when the weather got cooler in September, before I brought it in, and I would try, like, I would bring in the firewood by, October 1st. Didn't really need it during September, but I would bring it in the end of September, early October, and about a month before, I would take a product called EIGHT, E-I-G-H-T, just like the number, and get the liquid, and I would spray the firewood with it. And any creepy crawling insects that were on the wood would be killed with the EIGHT. It's something that is not toxic, and I would spray it and just let it there. And within a 2-week period, most of the EIGHT had broken down with the rays of the sun. The microbes that are in the wood and the rain. So I didn't have to worry that I was bringing in a wood that had been sprayed with a pesticide and possibly get fumes in my house. So I used that. I never had a problem. And the house stayed nice and warm, and we never had any critters, and everybody was happy.
Now, where would I purchase this EIGHT?
EIGHT you can buy at nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores. It's made by Bonide.
Okay. All right. Now, I also, my wood is not really outside. It's like underneath a little bit of a back shed. It's like a little deck. So it is getting the air and the rain, kind of, but not definitely on it. I got it kind of like, so I wouldn't be having it covered in snow when I wanted to bring it in. Is that still going to work?
Right.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's still going to work.
Because okay, thank you so much.
See, with the new laws on pesticides, pesticides have to break down in a much quicker fashion today. We used to have a product called Chlordane, and you could put Chlordane around the foundation of your house in the spring, and it would control all the insects that could possibly get into your home for an entire year. But they found that any pesticide that lasted that long had a very good chance of being washed into the soil deeper and deeper with rain and would eventually get into your drinking water. So a product like Chlordane was taken off the market. Diaznon was another one that was taken off the market. So any new insecticide is designed now to break down so that it will not affect our water in the ground, especially if you have a well. I have a well here in Kennebunk, so I don't want to put something down that will get into the water, and then I end up either drinking it or bathing in it. So a product like EIGHT, you put it on, it will kill everything that's on that wood, and in a 2 to 3 week period, it breaks down, and then it's safe to use. Okay? Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carter from South Carolina. He's got a question about compost.
Carter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
All right. I'm going to start a compost pile this year, and my question is, as far as my tomato plants that I remove, I'm going to probably remove them in October. If they have the blight, is it safe to add them to the compost and not have worries about the soil possibly affecting the crop next year? And also, I raise rabbits, and with the rabbit droppings that I add into the compost, is it something else I can add in that may neutralize any urine that may have contaminated the rabbit droppings I add in, any organic added that would help the compost?
The rabbit manure and urine from the bedding, you can put into your compost pile. Because the rabbits are eating grains, they're eating veggies and foliage. They're not eating like dog. You know, dog food is a man-made product, and the dog manure or kitty manure, you wouldn't want to put in the compost. But a rabbit would be very good to blend into it, and. What you want to do is to try and make your compost pile in layers. So you put a layer of green material, and then a layer of brown, and then green and brown in layers.
Okay.
Now, if you're going to be putting maple leaves, when they dry, they're flat. So it's like putting a book in your compost pile. So what I recommend that you do, if you're going to put maple leaves, take your lawnmower, drive through the pile and grind them up, and then add it to your compost pile. And a lot of the nurseries and garden centers, even some of the hardware store, will sell a product called Compost Maker. And what it is a box with dried microbes, and you sprinkle it every time you put a foot of material. You put a light layer of this compost maker, and then you blend it in to your pile, and then you water. And the microbes, once they get wet and they stay warm, they'll come alive. They'll start eating the foliage and the leaves and whatever you put in it.
All right.
And it will turn it to soil. Now, on your tomatoes, if you have the blight, don't put it in the compost pile.
Okay.
Because you run the risk of putting the spores into the compost. They will eventually go back into your garden, and you can make the problem even worse. So what I do with my tomatoes, I take, every year I get some kind of a blight.
Mm-hmm.
But I just take a big black trash bag, I pull them out, I shake off the soil, put them in the trash bag, and send it out with the trash at the end of the week. And but everything else, cucumber vines, squash vines, all that. But tomato blight is something that you don't want to keep in your garden. And also in the fall, rake the garden clean and get every little piece of dried up leaves or stems and get rid of it. Take it. You know, dump it, bury it someplace, throw it in the trash, but get it out of your yard, and do not put it in the compost pile. But, I mean, in my compost, I put layers of pine needles, I'll put leaves, grass clippings, all my garden waste, and then in the fall, when we decorate for the holidays, I'll buy a big thing of corn stalks. I'll chop that up in like 12-inch pieces, put that into the compost. I'll take my pumpkins and smash them right in the compost pile and blend that into it. We'll throw gourds. And if we have like potatoes that go bad or apples that go bad, I'll add that to the compost pile. But I add microbes every time I put a new layer And then in the spring, I turn the whole pile with some new microbes, because it usually takes a good year when you have a compost pile. And the other thing is, don't make it round. Make the top of the pile flat.
Okay.
That way, when it rains, the water can go into the compost pile and it doesn't roll down the hill.
Okay. And it takes about a year to make a good quality soil then.
Yeah, it really does. And I'll tell you, the end result, Carter, is you're going to, when you add that compost to your garden, it will break apart. If you have clay soils, it will break apart the clay. If you have a sandy soil, the compost will act like a sponge to help retain water. Where I live, I go down to the ocean, and every time I see that we have a northeast-type storm, I'll go down to the beach, and I'll pick up as much seaweed as I can gather, and I'll spread that on top of the garden during the fall and winter months, and just let it sit there. And then in the spring, till it all in, and it breaks down, and it's like adding peat moss. And the difference is, peat moss is just there to retain moisture, but when you add seaweed from the ocean, you're getting all of the goodness from the ocean, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, just like a compost pile. And it will bring back to your garden earthworms. And the earthworms will make worm castings. The microbes will come back. And your soil will get better and better. So keep making the compost. Add it every year. And you'll have a garden that gets better and better for you.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Are you an organic gardener? Folly does a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20
24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Now, at this time of the year, there's a lot of things that you should be thinking about doing, and it's going to save you a lot of time. This is the best time of the year, the month of September, and into early October, to plant a new lawn from seed. If you've got a good-looking lawn, but it's dry, it has no real good color, fertilize it. And that will help to bring back the color. You may need to bring that sprinkler out and get it going, but you've got to start working on it right now to prepare it for the fall and the winter weather. On your roses, do not feed them anymore. I don't care where you live. You need to stop feeding your roses by September 1st. And that's tomorrow. The reason is your growth right now is tender. It's succulent. It's soft. And if you feed it, it will continue to grow. And what you need to do is to not fertilize the plant, so that the plant doesn't continue to grow. It will feel the changes in the temperature. It will feel the length of the day, and that tender growth will start to become woody and hard. And that's what you want, so that during the winter, there's less damage. So if you keep feeding your roses, you're going to continue to make new growth. It will be succulent. It will be soft. And then all of a sudden, the weather gets cold. Your plant didn't have a chance to get ready. and you have a lot of dieback. So do not feed them, not even with a liquid. Just say to the plant, get ready for the winter ahead of us. You know, the Farmer's Almanac is calling for the Northeast, where I live, to have as much snow this year as last year. When your hydrangeas get done blooming, cut off the flowers. And that way, if you live in an area where you do get snow, the snow will not stick to the blossom and possibly breaking your hydrangea plant. So cut off the flowers as they begin to get kind of dirty looking. And that will prevent a lot of damage during the year. Newly planted trees should be fed right now to encourage that root system to really grow. So if you planted a new tree in the spring or the summer, get a good organic fertilizer that when the ground feeds, then it will be able to really get established. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anna from Boston, and she's got a question about the Montauk Daisy.
Okay. Anna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I bought a Montauk Daisy. It was small, and now it's absolutely huge. I put it in a pot. I didn't put it in the ground. What I want to know is, will it survive in the pot if I put it in the garage in the wintertime, or should I plant it now, or is it too late to plant it?
You can still plant it now in your garden, and you can put it in the garage for the winter. It depends. So if you want the color on your deck or on your front entryway, then leave it in the pot, and you allow it to get hit with the frost and turn brown, and then you cut your Montauk Daisy down to about 6 inches. Give that pot a good drink. Put it in your garage for the winter where it's going to be out of the way. And then in the spring, bring it back out. Put it in a nice sunny location where you had it this year. And it'll come right back to life. Or you can plant it in the springtime. Montauk daisies are really, really tough. They're really hardy. And the best thing about the Montauk daisy, when your fall flowering mums are all done blooming, your Montauk daisy is just starting to show color. And the other thing, next year, around the 4th of July, cut your plant in half, right across the top, and take all of those cuttings and root them, and you can make 100 brand new plants for your garden and for the entire neighborhood.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.